James, he's got it. Coming to the end of the third quarter. LeBron James, a shot at history.
The call last night when LeBron James became the NBA's all-time leading scorer with 38,390 points and counting. He did it on a fadeaway jumper from near the free throw line in a home game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He surpassed the record set by another Laker, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 39 years ago. Abdul-Jabbar was there last night to congratulate James. Here to talk about this historic moment and the player heralded now as the greatest of all time is Dave Schilling. He's contributing writer for the LA Times Image Magazine. Hi.
Hello.
Well, you were watching the game from home last night. What was it like in those moments after he made that basket?
Well, they stopped the game for like 10 minutes so that he could give a speech. And the Lakers were in a game that they were trying to win to get into the playoffs. I was flabbergasted by the whole thing. It was a lot of pomp and circumstance, but it was a great moment to get to witness live.
Right. I mean, there were tribute videos from Snoop Dogg, Magic Johnson, Drake. But there was also this really touching moment when, LeBron broke the record. And like we said, Abdul-Jabbar was there and he got up and he handed over the ball as kind of like a ceremonial passing of the torch in a way.
It definitely felt like that. It felt like Kareem was very happy to be there. LeBron was exhausted, overwhelmed with the moment, and probably a little bit focused on the game still. But it was really lovely to get to see one Laker legend pass this torch on to a new Laker legend.
Yeah, and so Abdul-Jabbar retired in 89 with three fewer points. And so his record has stood, I guess, for more than three decades now. So talk about the significance of that and why it took so long to break it and why it sort of necessitated a singularly talented player like James, a kind of once-in-a-generation player. He's been in the league since he was 18 to break it.
Well, I think you hit on the issue there, is that he came into the league when he was 18 years old. And that is something that is not particularly common, to be able to be athletically gifted enough and mature enough to come into the NBA out of high school. You know, you're still a child when you graduate from high school in a lot of ways. You haven't fully matured to the level that people in their 20s, early 20s, are when they come into the NBA. So he was able to play at a high level for a long, long, long time. A lot of the people that he passed suffered injuries. Karl Malone was not able to play at a high level as long as LeBron. Carmelo Anthony is no longer in the league. Shaquille O'Neal broke down because he was just so large, so physically imposing that his body couldn't handle the stress for as long as LeBron has been able to play basketball as an MVP caliber player.
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of thinking about that myself. I mean, one of the sort of defining character, I mean, there are so many of his storied career, but one of them is that he has been able to avoid injury in a way that a lot of players are not. And so he has been able to play at this incredible level for so long.
Yeah, you know, you think about Kobe Bryant, who was arguably the most popular Laker of the last generation, the last decade or 20 years or so. He suffered a torn Achilles in a game and was never the same player that he was before. He couldn't jump as high. He couldn't explode to the basket the same way. He turned his game into a real perimeter game, a kind of an old man on the playground sort of game. If you've ever played pickup basketball, you know, there's that one guy who's like pushing 40, who just has moves that you would not expect from a person of that age. And Kobe knew so much about basketball that he could keep playing at a high level, but not quite the level that he did when he was a top flight player. LeBron hasn't had that. He has played countless minutes through the playoffs into the summer, pretty much every year of his career, certainly with Miami, the second time with Cleveland, and maybe not so much with the Lakers, unfortunately. We haven't been nearly as good as we want to be. But he did win a championship in 2020, and that was one of the most remarkable seasons in NBA history because there was that massive break from the time the league was shut down because of the COVID outbreak to the bubble period of the league in Orlando. there was a chance he could have hurt himself in training. He could have hurt himself because he wasn't playing basketball for this long stretch of time. But he's kept going. His longevity is off the charts.
Well, and he's no spring chicken. He's 38 years old, which doesn't sound very old to the average person. But for a professional athlete who is putting their body really through the works day in and day out, year after year, that is a lot. It's a lot to take. And so, you know, there's talk of him being the first player to reach 40,000 points. What will it take for him to reach that?
He's going to have to keep playing on a team that's as bad as the Lakers, first of all. He's going to have to keep scoring. And he's not the only option on this Lakers team right now. Obviously, Anthony Davis was having an MVP season until he hurt himself. He had a foot injury that kept him out for a few weeks. Russell Westbrook is certainly a high-volume shooter when he's on the court, much to the dismay of many Laker fans. But LeBron is still the first option when he's on the court. And so I think as long as he's playing on a team that needs him to the level the Lakers need him, he's going to be able to score a lot of points. I'm 38 years old, and I have a hard enough time picking up my son sometimes, but LeBron James will probably be able to play into his early 40s because of his strength training, because of the advances in sports science. I think he can get to 40,000 points pretty easily.
Well, and so you touched on it a little bit, but the Lakers have not been having a stellar time the past couple of years. And James has been really instrumental in helping shape the roster. So I guess what's kind of next for him? I mean, he seems like he's proven to be a better player than a kind of manager of sorts when it comes to figuring out like how to stack a team for a championship.
Yeah, I would say most players of his ability level are not great at building teams. You look at Michael Jordan, who owns the Charlotte Hornets, and they haven't really contended for a title ever. Magic Johnson was an all-time great player, maybe not a great general manager of the Lakers. So if LeBron really is kind of managing this team in some way or dictating terms about rosters, he's not doing a good job.
And I guess, like, what does that mean for the final years of James's, you know, NBA career? I mean, he's probably in the twilight of it. He's not announced any plans to retire. He's still playing at a top level. But in terms of what we just talked about, the kind of quality of play the Lakers are able to put on the court day in and day out, what does that mean for his final years in the league? And is he maybe going to go out on a little bit of a whimper more than a bang?
Well, I think there are two things that LeBron James wants to accomplish before he retires. Number one is to win a fifth championship. Magic Johnson has five. Kobe had five. Kareem had five or has five. That's a big deal for him. The number of championships he wins compared to Michael Jordan gives his case for the greatest of all time more weight. The other thing he wants to accomplish is to play with his son. And Bronny James, LeBron James Jr., is currently in high school at Sierra Canyon, and he's fielding offers for where he might go to college. He has to play in college 1 year in order to be eligible for the NBA draft based on the current rules that exist. That means that LeBron James in 2024 will have an opportunity to sign with a team that drafted his son, and maybe he plays one more year with his son. So I think those are the two things that he's weighing at this point, whether or not he can win another championship and where his son is going to end up in the NBA.
But James also has other aspirations beyond basketball. He's been dabbling in Hollywood. I mean, talk about that and how he's kind of setting himself up, too, for his future.
Yeah, I mean, he has Spring Hill Entertainment, which I believe is currently fielding offers for a sale or that sale's already happened. He had House Party come out. He did Space Jam 2, he has The Shop on HBO. He has all of these things that he's doing that are related to outside the court activities. And being in LA allows him to be a bit closer to that, to kind of network when he's on the court. You know, if you have Ari Emanuel from Endeavor courtside, they could talk business during timeouts or during halftime or something. Like, that's the beauty of a Laker game, is it's sort of like lunch at the Polo Lounge or something.
Hey, you signed that contract?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, Dave Schilling is a contributing writer for the LA Times Image Magazine. Dave, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you for having me.